With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration will issue body-worn cameras to every Homeland Security officer, including those from ICE. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The announcement came from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem as the administration tries to alleviate tensions in Minneapolis after the fatal shootings of two U.S. citizens by federal agents. Noem said the body-worn camera program is being expanded nationwide as funding becomes available. At the White House, President Trump said the decision was up to the secretary, but said that he thought it was generally good for law enforcement to wear cameras. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton and his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, agreeing to testify in the congressional probe into the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Here's Bill Alexander.
Bill Clinton's deputy chief of staff confirmed the news on social media, writing, "The former president and former Secretary of State will be there." It comes days before the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives was expected to vote to hold both Clintons in criminal contempt over their months-long resistance. The House Oversight Committee, led by Republicans, approved the measure to hold the Clintons in contempt late last month with the support of several Democrats.
Economist Steve Moore predicting that Americans will soon reap the benefits of President Trump's tax cut package, which was approved by Congress last year.
We're going to have really strong economic growth, and consumers are going to catch up with what's really happening in this country, which is incomes are rising faster than inflation. We're going to have more affordability, and I think people will really come to appreciate these pro-growth, pro-America policies that Trump has put in place.
In making his comments on the Salem Radio Network, Moore said, "Just be patient, it's on the way." This is SRN News. Americans have given their thoughts on religion and entertainment. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to a new poll released by Harris X and the Faith and Media Initiative, 92% of adults say faith has a role to play in movies and TV. And 77% believe depictions of faith would have broad appeal. Allison Brady of Harrison X says the survey contains suggestions for Hollywood, adding that integrating religion into a story, quote, shouldn't feel forced, it shouldn't feel like a message, it should feel organically part of the character's life and the storyline. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Board of State Board of Education has delayed voting on a proposed list of required books for K through 12 students. That decision comes after discussions about religious focus on some of the materials. Republican board members say they see the religious materials as historically significant. This is SRN News. A suspected hazing death case is being investigated in Arizona. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
A Northern Arizona University student has died after a night of drinking at an off-campus fraternity event, leading to the arrest of three fraternity members and an investigation by the school. The 18-year-old male student was found unresponsive at a home by police officers Saturday after bystanders performed CPR but were not successful in reviving him. Police say the student had attended a rush event for the Delta Tau Delta fraternity Friday night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joining forces with his cousin and former Congressman Patrick Kennedy Monday to announce a new addition and mental health care initiative. It's known as Action for Progress and seeks to advance the executive order the president signed last week. More details at srnnews.com.